Recording lot.
Okay, so this is the aforementioned demo of...
Options. Cycle through editing modes. Auto crossfade off. Auto crossfade on. Trim content behind media items.
Cycle through editing modes. Auto crossfade off. Auto crossfade on. Trim media items. But this thing actually has four states that it can be in.
Crossfading, not trimming.
Crossfading, not trimming.
Trimming, not crossfading.
Trimming, not crossfading.
Enable auto crossfades and trim.
Enable auto crossfades and trim.
Disable auto crossfades and trim.
And disable auto crossfades and trim. Crossfading, of course, means that when you grow one item over the other, they crossfade. Crossfading and trimming. I haven't figured out the point of that one, but it's there. But obviously, trim and not crossfade clearly will accomplish the goal I spoke of in the first massage. So let's listen to Time to Get Out, Andre Louis, because it has a long intro with my metronome. Are these? No, we don't.
Metronome off.
Trust me, stay with me here. This is actually doing this for a reason. And yes, your call is very important. Kind of like that bad. Okay, so what I want is measures 3 through 10 gone.
Bar 3 beat 1, 0 set selection. Bar 4, bar 9 beat, bar 10 beat 1, second 10.
Bar and one that beat. Gives us... Now, arguably, I could get what I'm about to make happen by doing my cut at measure 2 beat 4 and coming back on measure 9 beat 4 as opposed to 3 beat 1 and 10 beat 1. But that's not the point. So, lest you say that I could have just changed the edit point, I will agree. I covered that. Moving on. All right. So, because what I want to do is have that fill back. Right now, the fill is gone. We just have this, and it cuts into the flute part. I don't want that. I actually want the part of the fill to come back, and instead of manually shrinking the right edge of the first item and growing the left edge of the second, we're just going to press Alt-Shift-X
crossfading, not trimming. Trimming, not crossfading.
To trim, not crossfade, and I'm just going
to
start growing out the second item's left edge.
Grow left end of items. Start bar 2 beat for 89%. And bar 6 fit for 36%. 26%.
And I just did that a little bit. And we'll just see where that lands us. Let's keep going. But as you heard, the edit point changed. There was no crossfade.
One on.
The timing stayed the same. The edit point...
No change.
Between
two
items,
41
bar. Definitely changed. Now I went too far.
Trim media item. One up.
Let's go.
No change. 200 pro left end of items, 68%. 75 pro left end of items, bar 2 beat for 58%. Bar 1.
Almost.
200. Pro 36 for 200. Pro 54 for 200.
There we go. Bar. Now, let's see what that sounds like. Close enough for this demo. Now I could probably switch on.
Enable auto crossfades and trim. Disable auto crossfading. Not trimming. Trimming. Not enable auto crossfades and trim.
Crossfades and trim.
Pro left end of items. Bar 2 beat 394%.
And
93%.
Have the best of both worlds. And did. There you go. Little blundery just to show you the process. But that works. Now, it doesn't go the other direction. So if I shrink item 2 back, item 1, the right side of item 1 doesn't grow to fill that gap. If I shrink the left side of item 2, item 1's right edge does not grow to fit that gap. If I grow the right edge of item 1, however, the left side of item 2 will shrink away in terror, and you'll net the same effect. But pulling back the left edge of item 2 does not grow the right edge of item 1.
Shrink. Bar 3 beats 1, 0 percent. Left foot 43%. 200. Bar.
See? Nothing. Now.
One item selected.
Like I said.
Grow right.
65%. Select item 1, grow its right edge. And it fills in the gap. So, you know, as long as you keep that in mind, you have some pretty cool editing functions. And I'm going to recommend that the official mapping have Alt-Shift-X changed from just auto-crossfade on and off to the cooler of the two, where trimming is part of the cycle. Send voice